What do Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google have in common? One big congressional hearing. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Even in the context of all the things that are happening in the country right now, Monday is still going to be a pretty big day. The CEOs of Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google will all testify before the House Judiciary Committee as part of Congress's antitrust investigation. It's the first time all four have appeared together and the first time Jeff Bezos has ever shown up. All four companies are somehow accused of using their size and dominance to kill competition. But like congressional hearings that have come before, it's probably going to be kind of a mess. Cecilia Kang covers tech policy for The New York Times.
This is pretty historic to have the four CEOs of the biggest tech companies together testifying before Congress. They're viewed as too powerful and too big and potentially harming consumers and competition because of their size and their dominance in their marketplaces. All of these companies are going to come with a defense that the market's so fast moving and changing. And if you lawmakers and enforcers in Washington try to either break us up or punish us for what you believe to be is an alleged monopoly, it may have more harmful effects than you imagine because the market is so fast moving.
Well, and it's so interesting because the actual antitrust arguments with respect to the law, the monopolistic behaviors, the consumer harm isn't always super clear. Like, it sounds like what you're saying is that some of it really is, you guys are too big, we're worried about it, we're trying to figure out where existing regulation might apply or new regulation could potentially be created.
I think that's exactly right. I think that that is the strongest defense that they have, is that these are companies that they're sort of creating new kinds of definitions for business, and they are converging in so many different spaces that it's hard to neatly define what the markets are in the first place and what the abuses are. And all of them, Molly, are going to say, consumers love us. And consumer harm is hard to square when it comes to these companies. It'll be interesting to see if any of them really get pinned on a particular antitrust issue in a deep and meaningful way.
Well, and then meanwhile, you have Europe acting. But it seems like we keep having these hearings. FTC investigations keep dragging on. Europe is passing law after law.
You're absolutely right. This is like a real Gilded Age moment. And, you know, we're seeing sort of the trusts, if you will, appear together. Right. And that is historic. But there is in this country a big concern about being heavy-handed toward this, particularly this segment of the economy. And I think that in this economy today, during the pandemic, it's going to be potentially unpopular for some of these companies to get really pinned down on antitrust violations and in a way that harms them and stops them. And I just throw this out, like, you know, I think that Amazon will probably say, like, look, we've created, you know, not just tens of thousands of jobs, but like more than 100,000 jobs in X number of years. We're a jobs creator. Apple will say the same thing. And that's before a U.S. Congress, that's compelling. And yeah. Republicans are really concerned about appearing too, or at, even at all, anti-market. What you will see Republicans do is to use this as an opportunity to talk about things like censorship and shadow banning and some of these pet issues that the administration, the Trump administration, has really tried to highlight. And if it becomes really politicized like that, then it will take away from the antitrust discussion. And perhaps the companies are okay with that.
What do you think would need to happen for these companies to actually change how they operate? Is it the lawsuits at the state level? Is it potentially the outcome of an FTC investigation? Because it doesn't really seem like it's Congress.
The DOJ is currently investigating Google and Apple and Facebook, actually, as well. Like, they're looking at these really complicated markets that Google and Facebook have really come to dominate. So we can expect action in the enforcement bureaus and in the on the federal level, as well as in the states. But it's going to be like not even just months of fighting. It could be like years.
Cecilia Kang covers tech policy for The New York Times. Fun fact about this gathering Monday, the four companies represented are worth a combined almost $5 trillion. And now for some related links. House Republicans have called for Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey to testify as well, calling the company a, quote, market leader, even though it's not under antitrust investigation. Those same House members actually want the hearings to include the full Judiciary Committee and not just the antitrust subcommittee. And as it happens, they also believe firmly that Twitter has an anti-conservative bias and want to yell at them about it. Actually, on that note, for quite a long time now, New York Times columnist Kevin Roos has been tweeting a list almost every day of the most popular stories on Facebook, as measured by this analytics tool that Facebook owns. And almost every day, the most popular stories are from right-leaning and even far-right sources. On any given day, it's a mix of Fox News, Ben Shapiro, Blue Lives Matter, Breitbart. So that is obviously not an anti-conservative bias. Casey Newton at The Verge reports this week that this reoccurring list has so annoyed Facebook, and apparently its advertisers, that the head of the news feed actually responded on Twitter to say that the popularity list is based on how many people interact with a post, that is, engagement. But Facebook's preferred measurement is actually reach, the sheer number of people who see a story. And by that measurement, most people's news feeds are much more mainstream, even though people are apparently way more engaged with the right-wing information, which is like some data dancing on some level, to be sure. But Casey's point is, great, why not just be even more transparent about what people are seeing and why, and then maybe you won't have to visit Congress so often. Finally, speaking of Congress and Monday, again, one company that is not being represented at this hearing is Microsoft, which is kind of a turnabout from the past when that company was the target of a giant decade-long antitrust investigation back in the 90s. But the company isn't off the hook completely. Just this week, Slack filed a complaint against Microsoft in the European Union, saying Microsoft is trying to eliminate competition by bundling its Teams product, which is a Slack competitor, with its Office suite. Ah, Microsoft and bundling. Blast from the past. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.